I don't know if like people who are listening would think it was funny, but wasn't there a SpongeBob scene where they were like 47 and they like giggle? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, it was
Like
like
21.
they were just doing like punchlines or something,
Yeah, it was,
wasn't it?
or it was like a single word and they would like giggle after it. Like, what do you listen to after the show? The podcast. What can you listen to catch up on if you miss the show? The
podcast.
Yeah.
Jim does an amazing SpongeBob. On Reddit, they ask people, suggest ways that you can be polite, yet still say F you to someone.
Okay.
And these are some you could try.
Okay.
Instead of flipping somebody off in traffic, which you might be, tempted to do all the time.
Yeah.
They say, a lot of people say, blow them a kiss. Of course, that could make things worse.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that if you were like right next to somebody for a long time in traffic. Like you're going to be sitting side by side for a while.
Yeah,
maybe
you're only inching forward.
Yeah,
yeah. I do think that is definitely giving them
that makes
kind
it
of
worse.
The finger, but yeah, enrages them more.
Yeah,
but it looks like you're doing something nice.
Yeah, it's passive aggressive, but maybe a thumbs up.
I like.
Like, I see you. I know I'm an idiot. Thanks.
I love the blowing the kiss. I don't know. That's excellent.
Somebody, if you're in person, saying, have the day you deserve, which you don't know if that could be a compliment. Have the day you deserve.
Okay, that's sneaky good. I like this.
There's also just smile.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pray for you, which is nice. And of course, the one that we all use in the South, which is bless your heart.
I know. You know what? If somebody beeps at me, they don't like what I'm doing or whatever, and they lay on the horn, I wave to them like I know them.
Oh.
Hi! How are you?
And that way, they're so confused for the next couple of miles, they're going, did I know that guy? Who is that guy waving at me?
Yeah.
Who is that?
If I could just like throw that little element of doubt into somebody where they start questioning everything, then
and before they know it, you're gone.
Yeah, exactly.
You win the commute. It's been 4 days since the Blue Origin phallic symbol went into space with the all-female crew. People are saying, why are people still talking about it? Because it's funny. And also, all the rest of the news in the real world is terrible.
And
but they deserve to be roasted.
They also have doubled down on any criticism and have labeled themselves heroes.
Right. For going into almost space for 11 minutes.
So we present to you a 3.5-minute roast of criticism and sarcasm from the fellow women of the internet about the Blue Origin space people.
And to make it more appropriate, we have the Katy Perry's firework in the background.
Understand that we weren't just taking up space, we were making space.
Just when you thought that Katy Perry was the most insufferable of the six women that went to space, Gayle King said, hold my beer.
I don't like that people are calling it a ride. A ride, you never see a man, a male astronaut who's going up in space and they said, oh, we took a rock.
Like, this has nothing to do with feminism. Like, don't try to make it about feminism. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're women. It has to do with the fact that you guys took a ride. You didn't actually do anything. The flight to space was all remote. You didn't push any buttons or move any levers. You took a ride. If I get on a roller coaster, I say I took a ride on a roller coaster. I don't say I operated a roller coaster. I didn't operate it. I just got on.
Those six badass women who went to space, like actually outer space, girl power. They're all so famous. Like, I really look up to them. Did you know that it was Jeff Bezos' new space company and the tickets are going for like $23 million? I hope to be that rich someday. It's so inspiring.
The group of rich women who went into space. Wow. Mark that under who gives these celebrities who are so disconnected. And then I happened to see Katy Perry when she got off the spaceship thing. And she said, I feel so connected to love. And I thought, did you sit down and think, what is the most insufferable thing I can say
We actually duplicated the route that Alan Shepard did.
If I got into a self-driving car that was called the Mario Andretti 2 and I did a couple laps around the Indy 500, that doesn't mean that I am a race car driver.
Can you imagine being up there seeing one of the most incredible things in your entire life and hearing Katy Perry sing at the same time? Magical.
You do realize that the vast majority of people just trying to get by. All right, you're floating around in space for 11 minutes. Almost everyone else is just trying to figure out how to pay bills.
And did you see that she cried before and then kissed the ground when she got back? She must have been so scared and like so homesick. 11 minutes is such a long time to be away from your family. Girl power.
Two of the astronauts, I still have a hard time calling myself an astronaut.
As you should, Gail. You're not an astronaut. You are a passenger princess, Gail.
And did you know that Jeff Bezos' fiance was there too? She was the really hot brunette. She was the one that looked the best in the space outfit of the day.
Oh my God, when these people really live in their own bubble. Like truly, they couldn't last a day. They couldn't last a day in our shoes.
And then my question is, have you all been to space?
No, Gail, I sure haven't, and I likely never will, because I don't have connections like that, and I don't have $1 million to spend going up to space for 11 minutes. Is that not the most out-of-touch thing to say? Like, Gail, what?
I'm not gonna let people steal my joy. And steal the joy of what we did or what we accomplished that day.
I'm being totally serious. Like, in all seriousness, what did they accomplish? What was this mission that they were on? Like, what was the point? Gail didn't so much as push a button or switch a switch. Like, what did you accomplish, Gail? What did you and Lauren Sanchez and Katy Perry accomplish?
Just want to publicly apologize for making fun of this very, very serious Blue Origin space trip. It was obviously very important to Earth, like Katy Perry said. Why would I think that having 30 pounds of hair extensions floating in the air wasn't serious?
Oh my God, they were brutal.
That is brutal.
But accurate. And
deservedly so.
And you know what the interesting thing is? There were several people on that flight that we haven't heard anything about.
They weren't rich and entitled people that actually deserve a mention.
Exactly. So also on that trip, well, there was a filmmaker, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Aisha Bowe, a former NASA rocket scientist and a STEM advocate.
So somebody who should be in space.
Exactly. And Amanda Wynn. So she is an incredible story. She actually was going to go through the NASA astronaut program.
Yeah.
But she was raped. And she,
oh my God,
that totally derailed her life and her goals of joining NASA.
Oh, God.
And then she went in front of Congress and helped get a law passed that actually helps people with surviving sexual assault.
Oh, my God, really?
And, like, she put off all of her dreams to first get that law passed that is helping women and also to have a family and then... Now she finally gets to go to space. That's inspiring.
Yeah, those are the people that we should be talking about as opposed to Katy Perry with a weightless daisy.
Katy Perry, who chose at the top of this trajectory to announce the set list for her tour, thought those were the most important words that needed to be spoken.
But I think I agree with the Wendy's corporate Twitter account when I say, hey, Katy Perry, can we send her back to space? Can we make it a one-way trip this time? Feeling good, like I should. Winning dog a walk around the neighborhood. Just another example of how dogs are so much better than people. There's a little boy who's 2 years old in Arizona that became missing. They sent out search crews and all kinds of stuff like that. It was in Arizona, about 100 miles south of the Grand Canyon. Really remote area. Yeah. And I guess... they looked for him, couldn't find him. And somehow the kid walked like 7 miles through the desert.
A two-year-old?
Yeah, with like coyotes and things out there and snakes.
Wow.
And was fine. And I guess a rancher named Scotty was about to get into his truck to go run some errands and saw his dog, Buford, walking back with the boy. I guess Buford just ran into the kid as he was sleeping under a tree. and walked him back to the ranch.
And guided him home and to like a place where people could help him?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. And Scotty, the rancher, talked about Buford.
Way there, I see Buford coming down the deal right there with a little blonde-haired boy with him. There was a thousand ways for that to go really, really bad and one good way, and luckily it turned out to be the good way.
So that's very cool.
Wow, that's a miracle. Imagine
the relieved parents, you know, two-year-old, and he walks 7 miles through the desert.
That's amazing.
Remarkable, yeah.
And
way to go, Buford.
Safe and sound, thanks to Buford.
Nice. 95.1 at Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM. Moments ago, we had the Moon Boost story about a hero dog named Buford. You know, when you rescue a dog, the dog rescues you. If you remember yesterday, we had our Wet Nose Wednesday dog. It was Delilah, part Shar Pei and part German Shepherd, and all sweet. She's such a great dog, and her adoption fee is zero. You can check her out if you go to NashvilleHumane.org. You can see a picture of Delilah. She's wearing little bunny ears for Easter. Give her a forever home. You know you want to. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. As we bring in our contestants for Gender Wars, for the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hello, April.
Hello.
Hello. Good luck to you. For the guys, we got Jeff. He's in Murfreesboro. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
All right, we got a warm-up, get acquainted question for both of you.
Sure. Let's start with April. April, what's in your junk drawer? Tell us an item or two.
Well, the other day when I was digging through it, I found several pairs of prescription glasses. I guess when we replace our glasses, we just throw them in the junk drawer.
Mm. Right. And you're like, well, these were expensive. I can't just throw them away.
Right.
But I'm also not going to do anything with them.
My eyesight might get better exactly. One day.
That is not going to happen, but wishful thinking.
Exactly. All right, Jeff, what's in your junk drawer?
3D printed stuff, parts to fix 3D printers, 3D printed stuff that I've made and don't know where to put it. It's just so much of it.
It piles up in there.
What kind of stuff have you made on a 3D printer?
All kinds of, my wife is a librarian, so all kinds of things for her school and stuff for my daughter. And you just never know. It's day to day. It's like, oh, I'll print that.
Yeah,
oh,
my girlfriend works in an elementary school in the STEAM lab, and she has one of those, and she can make like a little figurine and stuff. It only takes like 7.5 days to make it.
I finally got one that's a lot faster.
Oh, that's
it used
good.
To take so long. But
all right.
It started with, I gave some for good behavior.
Oh, that's cool.
Keep the kids behaving good. And my wife would give it away at the end of the week to the best behaved kids, so it saved her nerves.
Oh, that's nice.
All right.
Very nice reward.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right, let's get down to the game that we've come to play. It is Gender Wars, in which, Jeff, you're going to get girly questions. April, you're going to get manly questions. You have a screw, and let's start with multiple choice.
All right, April, you're watching a Guardians home baseball game, the Guardians. Are you in Phoenix, Cleveland, or Washington?
Phoenix?
No.
You're in Philadelphia.
Cleveland,
Cleveland,
right?
Yeah, same
I don't place. Know anything. It's Cleveland.
Same place.
Okay. Cleveland. Yes. Let's just say all of them. Okay.
Okay, if you guys don't know the answer, how am I supposed to know it?
Well, that means we lose, and we're not allowed to win anyway.
Yeah, we can't win a prize.
All right.
Our prize is keeping our jobs for like another 24 hours.
Today. Jeff, is expect more, pay less the slogan of Target, Marshalls, or Ross Dress for Less?
Target.
Target.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay.
It is Target. Jeff takes the early lead.
All right, April. British actor Rowan Atkinson is better known by what comedic character name?
Screw.
Oh, yeah. All right.
No hesitation there.
Okay. She hopes you don't
throw
notice.
It at him.
Jeff, Rowan Atkinson is better known by what name?
Mr. Bean.
Ooh. That is correct. And
there's
wow.
There's a 2-0 lead.
Just like that.
There's no way April
it's
can
over.
Catch up. Oh,
April.
No.
Oh. I feel so bad, April.
Promise you'll play again soon, okay?
Yeah. Come back for redemption.
Yeah.
Maybe
will
Jeff
do.
Jeff will print you a consolation trophy of some sort.
An action figure is coming your way.
Congratulations, Jeff. You're the winner.
Wow.
Thank you so much. It's awesome.
Passes to the Pilgrimage Fest coming up with John Mayer and Kings of Leon. It's going to be a great show.
That is awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Well, keep doing the good work you do for the kids. And, I mean, we're kind of like children, so thanks for playing with us.
Yes, sir. Childish, childlike, one of those things. Yeah.
Exactly. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM.
Three things you want to know this morning. Zoom went down for a couple hours yesterday.
Yeah.
People were calling it a America Corporation snow day. You'd have to sit through boring meetings.
What a boost in productivity across America when they didn't have to sit through a meeting.
But sadly, it's back up today.
Sorry. Well, all good things must come to an end,
right,
or come back online. There's another Florida city that says, enough of the spring breakers. We don't want them anymore.
Wow.
And it's one of the places that, well, frankly, a lot of people around here go to for spring break. Panama City Beach.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Leaders there are just sick and tired of partiers ruining their family-friendly environment. In fact, in a statement, they said, Panama City Beach is a safe, family-focused community. We've worked too hard to build that, and we won't let a group of criminals destroy it. And they went on to say, to the good visitors, you'll always be welcome. To the idiots, go somewhere else. That is a quote from the police chief.
We're trying to keep the redneck Riviera safe.
Exactly.
Hey, a microbiologist went on TikTok and said, hey, you know what? The five-second rule people always talk about when they drop food on the floor, It doesn't mean anything. That it's BS. They say even if it contacts the floor for a half a second, it's going to pick up, you know, bacteria and whatnot.
Okay, but, so everything's dirty, no matter what, no seconds.
But, you know, I think you evaluate it by what it is. If it's an Oreo cookie, sure, it's fine after an hour.
I'm all
but,
over it.
Yeah, but if it's, you know, broccoli or, you know, Brussels sprouts, no.
Yeah. I mean, even if you catch it before it hits the ground, just throw it away.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no research on what happens if you blow on it before you eat it to blow all the germs off, because, you know, we all do that. There's three things you want to know this morning.
Wipe it on your pants.
With Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
No, it's clean.
93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. You're waiting across the street, busy downtown. You push that little button that I always question if it's really even hooked up to anything.
Yes.
Or just gives you something to do.
Right.
And, but it'll say, like, you know, it'll speak and say, wait, wait, wait. Now go.
Yeah, kind of thing. Some cities have those. So they help people who are like visually impaired.
Or just not paying attention.
Or just drinking impaired.
That's true, yeah. Especially downtown, that's an issue.
Exactly. This is really funny, though. I love this prank because, well, who enjoys pranks more than you and I? There's three towns in Northern California, in the San Francisco area, Silicon Valley.
Right.
Palo Alto, Menlo Park, and Redwood City. All three of these cities, somebody hacked into the crosswalk grid.
The walk, don't walk. Yeah.
This is true. Absolutely true. And when you press the button to go on the crosswalk and cross the street, they actually put in a recording of an Elon Musk, like, AI clone of his voice.
Okay, awesome.
And so when you press the button, this is 100% true. This is what you hear.
Hi, I'm Elon. Can we be friends? Will you be my friend? I'll give you a Cybertruck, I promise. Okay, look, you don't know the level of depravity I would stoop to just for a crumb of approval. I mean, let's be real. It's not like I had any moral convictions to begin with, right?
Be my friend and I'll give you a Cybertruck. That's funny.
I mean, whoever hacked into the system did a really funny joke.
But we were thinking, you know, maybe that should be available everywhere.
I know.
Maybe Nashville could have their own customized walk, don't walk.
I know. It should be part of the new transit plan they voted in.
Yes.
Yeah. It could have, like, this on one of the crosswalks near Broadway.
Hey, bachelorette party girl. It's just a crosswalk. You can do this. Now, when walking across the street, don't look down at your high heels or your sash. Find a point on the horizon and aim towards that as you stagger to the other side. Remember, find a friend when you go into the bathroom to hold your hair back as you throw up.
That's very helpful.
Adult children sometimes don't like to go visit their own parents if they live out of town. And so they've done some studies and found some of the reasons why adult kids don't want to go back and visit their parents and stay with them. And some of the top reasons are they're still treated like a child when they're there.
They actually have to tell people when they're going to be home, maybe hide wine.
Right? Their parents are overly critical of anything they might tell them about life decisions they've made, things like that. And one of the top reasons, they don't like their parents' new spouse. Whether it be, you know, after being widowed or a divorce, and they marry somebody else, but they don't like that new person. That's not mom or dad.
Yeah. I had a stepmom.
Yeah. Did you love going to visit?
No.
So my wife, who I love dearly.
Yes. There's always there's always a big but right after that.
I'll try not to say but. I'm going to say the most efficient woman on earth.
All right.
Okay. So probably three times in the past week, I will get everything I have to take with me to work.
Yeah.
So it'll be my laptop bag, you know, maybe a coat and the food I'm going to bring to work. And because I always eat like leftovers or something we prepared.
Yeah, for lunch the next day.
Right? So I will set it there and I will put it right near the door so I can go out the garage. And if I walk out of the room for 1 second, she puts all the food away. So this has happened like three times in the last week.
And this is when we get up to go to work. This is like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. My wife gets up. She gets up to go to the gym and walk the dog and stuff. And today, so I had this, like I cut up some fruit and I put it in a bowl and I set it there along with my stuff. And then I go to get my keys. I walk out of the room. 5 seconds later, I walk back in. My lunch is gone.
Hmm.
And she's like, oh, I put it back in the fridge. I thought you forgot it and left it out. I'm like, I just took it out. It was in there 5 seconds ago. I just took it out. I'm about to leave. And like, there's been times where I think I've set it down on the counter.
Yeah.
And then say like, oh, you know what? My hands are dirty. I'll turn my back to the sink and wash my hands. When I turn around again, the food is gone. It's back in the fridge. I mean, like, there's 5 second rules for things that, you know, hit the floor.
Hit the floor, yeah.
She has like a five, if it's sitting on the counter next to all the stuff for me to go to work.
Right. This is my obvious to-go bag.
I better put it all away.
Yeah.
I mean, like, God forbid we wake up at the same time in the morning and like, I don't get out of bed like right away. She'll start making the bed. And I'll be trapped in there till the next day.
Three things you want to know this morning.
So scientists believe they have the strongest evidence yet that there is extraterrestrial life out there beyond our solar system. It's a giant planet 124 light years from Earth.
Hmm.
Apparently, they have used the James Webb telescope to study it. And they say it reveals there's chemical fingerprints of two compounds that only can exist when there is life.
Wow.
So we have it here with those compounds here on Earth. They say it's going to be hard to prove, though, because at the using the fastest spacecraft we have right now, it will take 194,000 years to get to that planet to check.
Mm. Kind of like a commute, you know, from Murfreesboro to Nashville.
Right. Or from one part of Murfreesboro to another part of Murfreesboro.
In Murfreesboro, we're proud to say you're never more than an hour away from still being in Murfreesboro. Hey, who is the father of our country? George Washington? Nick Cannon? No, it's Elon Musk. He has 14 children by about four different women. And I guess he reaches out, according to a study in the Wall Street Journal, he reaches out to people on Twitter and asked to impregnate them. One of them, Ashley St. Clair, one of the women that he is having a child with, said he wants to reach Legion-level children before the apocalypse. We'll need to use surrogates.
He wants to impregnate as many women as he can.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks it's his mission to have little Elons cover the earth.
Yeah, he's not crazy whatsoever.
No.
Nope. I guess Ashley St. Clair had the baby named Romulus. So
okay,
pretty common. Going to be hard to get a personalized license plate at Dollywood.
But
Romulus,
pretty cool name. Okay, people are really mad at the man in charge of our nation's health, RFK Jr. Parents are steaming mad about what he said over children with autism.
Mm-hmm.
While he's talked about, you know, trying to find out what's causing autism and the higher rates of autism in children. A lot of people are saying he's just being cruel and masquerading as concern. He said this, quote, "These are kids who will never pay taxes. They'll never hold a job. They'll never play baseball. They'll never write a poem. They'll never go out on a date. Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted." To which I say,
that's ridiculous.
Have you ever met an autistic person, RFK Jr.? I know a lot of them.
Yeah, they're very sufficient.
Hold jobs.
Yeah.
Live a wonderful life.
Mm.
What is he? Has he ever even looked at somebody?
That could be his brainworm talking, though.
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm mad for them.
Let's trust the health of America to a guy who uses a chainsaw to cut off whales' heads.
It's true.
It's true. He did that. Okay, Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. Products, things that are designed specifically to piss us off.
Yeah, really frustrating stuff. You're going, there's no way somebody could have designed this and thought, yeah, customers are going to love this.
They're going to love this.
They're going to hate
it. Helpful to humanity.
This came up to me because, you know, it's this time of year in spring when all of a sudden you got to start doing all your lawn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my weed trimmer. And at the end of last year, it ran out of the line that actually spins and, you know, trims the lawn.
That theoretically feeds automatically and keeps the same length of line.
Yeah,
when you're trimming the edges and stuff.
So trying to get that little screw off the bottom and then feed line through the things and have it not all get tangled, literally an hour and a half process.
Yeah.
Where I just wanted to, like, just go to the edge of a cliff and throw it into a ravine. So what are some products that frustrate you?
When you're buying a, like, utility knife or something, you know, that you're going to use for manly work in the garage or whatever.
Yeah.
It comes in a hard plastic.
Oh my gosh.
Where you need
a
knife to open the knife packaging.
Nothing short of bolt cutters
and
will
open that
plastic.
And you get in there and you can kind of tear a little bit off it. Then you end up, you know, ripping your fingernails out or cutting yourself on it.
You're bloody.
Yeah.
By the time you haven't even gotten to the knife and you're cut up.
I know.
That is.
Why do they do that?
Absolutely a fact.
I mean, I understand they probably want to keep it safe so, you know, kids aren't picking them up at Home Depot.
Right. Or they're not stealing them.
I
think that's part of it too.
But come on.
I know. That is crazy. One of the things that I'm just not even going to go into printers because I will get too upset. But video conference equipment. Do you ever go into a meeting and they say, like, oh, somebody's going to be joining us remotely?
Oh, right.
And you sit there and you grumble and you're like, well, that never works. You know, they're not going to be able to hear us. That we won't see them, blah, blah, blah. And they go, no. We worked it all out ahead of time. And you're like, sure.
It's going to be fine.
And then you get to that point in the meeting and you go like, all right, well, let's check in with Alexandria. Hey, Alexandria, can you hear us? Alexandria? And she's just staring there, or she's glitching. She's like, are you talking to me? Because I can't hear you guys. What did you say in the first 10 minutes? You said you had this worked out.
Your comfort sinking from Georgia somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate that.
There's also autocorrect on your phone. I mean, whoever designed that. Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm not going to send I live you to my girlfriend.
I know. How great can artificial intelligence be when it can't even figure out live love.
Yeah. I mean, or you say like, I don't ever text what the duck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we stay one step ahead of artificial intelligence.
I've had some real, you know, crazy stuff. And one was, I remember somebody was saying, hey, you want to come over and play cards?
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually out to dinner with Jen and I texted back, I can't come play cards. Jen and I are having a date night,
mm-hmm.
is what I thought I texted.
Uh-oh.
It had changed it to a four-letter word that begins with R that is like assault. And I'm like, Jen and I are having a night. What? And my friends are going like, what kind of role-playing crazy stuff are you into? That is a true story.
That is awful. So, but hilarious.
I don't know. When the revolution comes, mm-hmm. the engineers who made all these things,
that's right,
they're going to be the first ones up against the wall.
That's right. When we all take over or are enslaved by AI. One or the other. Back to the regular podcast now. Fun, what you doing today?
I am going to the movies. Today, the movie Sinners opens up.
Oh, yeah. And that's Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. Directed by Ryan Coogler, who did the Black Panther movies and Creed, things like that. And it's getting excellent reviews. So
cool.
Going to see that this afternoon. Then the rest of the guys on the Untitled Film Project podcast will be recording our review of the movie instantly.
Nice.
After I get out.
It's supposed to be a really nice day today. It's going to be 80 degrees, sunny. I may go for a hike. Of course, the difference between walking and hiking is if you're hiking, you have a stick with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I've always wondered.
And it makes it sound a lot more, you know, like I'm really accomplishing something.
Right.
I went for a hike.
With each step, you're stabbing the mountain and subduing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you have a stick, you could hike between the living room and the kitchen. Plus,
subduing your own linoleum flooring.
I also need to get refill my can of propane. So
I'll be grilling doing that today
too. Oh, yeah, it is grilling time. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.